Right now we bring to these microphones, as we turn to the Middle East, into Israel, the man who watches the Palestinian media. He and his team, PalWatch.org is their address. The Palestinian Media Watch is what we're looking at. The organization headed up by Itamar Marcus, they monitor both the electronic media and the print media. And as I understand it, Itamar, we're in the season of Passover. That's the story, the record of the exodus out of Egypt led by Moses, the Jewish people, almost 2 million of them, I guess, as we look at the book of Exodus, coming out of that 400 years of bondage there under the Egyptians. But now, as I understand it, in the Palestinian media, they're saying that Moses led a group of Muslims, not a group of Jewish people. Tell us about this.
Yes, absolutely. A professor in the Palestinian Authority, who in fact is his title is Specialist on Israel Affairs, in an interview on Palestinian television, said that Moses, the great Muslim leader, led Muslims out of Egypt and then brought them to Palestine, and that was the first armed conquest of Palestine by Palestinians. A total rewriting of history in order to create a false Palestinian history.
Now, how does he deal? I guess he doesn't have to deal with the book of Exodus and the record of Moses writing about this particular incident and telling us who it was. And in fact, Muslims, they really did not come into existence until, what, about the 6th century A.D.?
That's right, 610. But you have to understand what he did say in a different part of this sermon, and we're actually going to subtitle that as well, is the reason why the Hebrew Bible has a different story is because the Jews distorted the Hebrew Bible. The original Torah, he claims, originally talked about Muslims leaving Egypt, and he said that the Jews distorted the Bible, and in fact, he even mentions that the Bible that the Christians have today is also distorted, whereas the original Bible was actually a book very close in its messages to the messages of the Quran. So he is claiming now. That's the way they erase all of Jewish tradition, they erase all of Christian tradition, and they say everything belongs to them.
By the way, did this professor, if he's going to be speaking along these lines, must have some resources. Was he able to present this original Bible that he was talking about?
Absolutely not. Of course not. There is no such thing. Islam, after it was founded, after Muhammad tried to create a new religion, he was hoping that Jews and Christians would join. But he was rejected by virtually everyone. He had a very, very small band after preaching for many, many years. He had a very small band. So what he did to try to convince Jews and Christians is he didn't say, I'm creating a new religion. He said, I'm actually just fixing your religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, Judaism was originally Islam. Christianity was originally Islam. Moses and Jesus were Muslims. Therefore, don't think I'm doing something new. I'm just fixing the mistakes of your religion. I'm going back to what Allah gave Jesus and Moses. And that's how they can get away with all of this. And therefore they claim, even though Muhammad only came about and started preaching in 610, he started preaching that everything that was before him was actually distorted, and that's his claim for Islam being the religion of Moses and Jesus.
Now, you say this was a professor, Itamar, but this was seen on Palestinian television. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and anyone who wants to can actually watch this professor on our website at palwatch.org. On the homepage, you can see this professor on Palestinian television saying that Moses was a Muslim who took Muslims out of Egypt.
That's palwatch, palwatch.org. palwatch.org. Go there, you'll be able to watch the entire video. We had it up on our website earlier this week, but it's at palwatch.org. You need to watch this. And by the way, if you want to really know what happened, read the book of Exodus. That'll tell you exactly what did take place. Itamar Chag Sameach, I know Passover is in process now. Thank you so very much for making yourself available. We'll talk again real soon.
Pleasure being with you.